All right, Turnip, here's field test number one. I'm going to pour out some of Linley's barley wine. You try to remember everything between now and your second taste, okay? Here goes something.
Blue Lock Barrel, Magical Intern, a podcast by Something Brewing Press.
Dear Linley, today was an educational day. Professor Foxmoon has taken it upon herself to expose me to all sorts of new things. Even our breakfast this morning was a delicacy she brought back with her from Cyrene. What did you call it again, Professor?
Silingus.
Yes, right. Silingus. And what exactly is that again, Professor?
Dried salted sea bass tongues. I suppose you could call it the Cyrenian equivalent of jerky. On that note, I wouldn't exactly call it a delicacy. They use it for everything from shimming up tables to teething their young.
I believe I misheard that first part.
Professor, call it tongues.
Ugh. Hey, you're supposed to be memorizing this, Turnip. I'll leave a letter with the innkeeper just in case. He can have a courier bring it to Linley.
Turnip, remember everything?
Oh. All right, then. What did we do next? Right. After breakfast, we spent the day in Micah buying supplies. Professor Foxmoon just about cleaned Albrex out of his supply of sandstone orange. I hope you're well-stocked, Lynn, because I think it'll take him a while to recover.
It's not like orange pigment is scarce in Okara. Besides, couldn't your sister just buy it from the school store?
She could, at 3 times the price. I could ask you the same question. Why didn't you just raid the university's labs before we left?
I'm afraid I've been banned from all university storehouses since the Elemental Incident of 63. I'd rather not discuss it further.
So why did you need a kilo of pigment anyway?
I prefer to do my own glyph tattoos. That's what the infusion clay we bought is for.
I don't follow.
Have you been living under a rock, intern?
Well, I'm Okarin, so...
I should smack you for that joke. Better yet, I should dock you points.
Oh no! Anything but that.
Should smack.
Allow me to explain then, intern. The Ceresian Artist Guild has created several ways to apply glyphs to skin without the use of needles. They're not as long-lasting as actual tattoos, but they're easily reapplied, which is important in my, or should I say, our, line of work.
That's rather amazing. And since you brought it up, what is our line of work, Professor? We've been experimenting and studying together for a week now, and I still don't know the reason why we're doing any of this, or how it relates to my thesis.
He, Journeyman Beryl, is our reason.
Turnip? We're looking for choruses?
No. Think broader.
We're trying to find more creatures with magic?
Generally speaking. Specifically, though, about 600 years ago, an Okarin scholar traveled around the globe cataloging magical creatures and places. I believe you know of whom I speak.
You're talking about Gypsum the Itinerant. You mean to say, you're planning to retrace his steps?
With some variation, but yes. The other professors were quick to mock me. I imagine you got a similar response when you identified Turnip as a mutata ostium.
That wouldn't be inaccurate. I have to say, though, this really changes everything. I've read every scrap we have of his writings, Professor. Did you hear that, Lynn? We're going cryptid hunting!
Glad to hear you're on board, apprentice. Keep up that positive attitude and we're bound to be successful. Now, finish your message to your sister while I mix up the infusion clay. We need to get you painted up, too.
Right. Will do, Professor. Though I think I'll pass on the skin glyphs. Sounds messy.
Journeyman Beryl, if you intend to survive our travels intact, you had best get comfortable with getting messy.
Very well, Professor. Linley, I'll talk with you soon, I hope.
I think I got all of that, Luli. Even what Turnip said. I'm honestly excited for you. Remember how Mama used to make up stories about Gypsum when we were little? Tell me what glyphs the professor did. I'm quite curious. Send me another message before bed. Love you.
Huh. He didn't even give me enough time to finish your glyphs, apprentice. Color me impressed. I thought we'd have at least eaten dinner before he returned.
If there was any doubt about Turnip being magical, that shatters it. He was gone barely enough time to carry our message and get Lin's.
Quite right. Hopefully we'll be able to figure out the source of those abilities, eventually.
I had just assumed it had to do with the glyph on his head.
That was funny, apprentice. Well done.
I wasn't joking? Linley pointed it out the other day. Well, I mean, she said it looked like a glyph. As I've already demonstrated, it's not my area of expertise.
It's not as funny the second time, but fine, I'll humor you.
Why are you manhandling poor Turnip?
Poor Turnip.
Ha! I knew it! No glyph!
Oh? Linley will be disappointed. Kind of wish Turnip was memorizing this. Why do you look so excited?
That mark in his fur may not be a glyph, apprentice, but it is a rune.
A rune? I think I read about those in an Ancient Peoples and Cultures class. They're the predecessors to modern glyphs.
Very good, apprentice. The 18 primal elemental runes of old were the foundation on which our modern glyph-casting system was built. They were of a deeper, more ancient magic. Take a look at Turnip's head here. See this sort of ram's horn shape coming out of the circle? Our little friend is marked with the runes for ground and breath overlaid.
Ground, I understand, but breath? I mean, I suppose I see the connection, but wouldn't something like voice or word or speech make more sense?
You're thinking like a scientist right now, intern. You need to switch into anthropologist mode. These are the roughest tools of ancient peoples. Only centuries later would they become catalogued, modified, and standardized across the world into the 36 primary glyphs. Yes, breath means inhaling and exhaling, but it could also mean voice, word, speech, or song, even life. Interpretation of runes is often based on context, so your guess is as good as mine in these scenarios. Well, no, mine is better.
Your confidence in me is appreciated, Professor.
More sarcasm from you, apprentice? We may just get along. And I do intend to teach you, so worry not. Now, back to the matter at hand. You need to be prepared for the journey ahead. We'll be heading northeast to the town of Fisher first. It's on our way, and what's more, there have been reports of oddities in the pigment mines.
What sort of oddities?
Void if I know. Everyone's just saying they're haunted.
I don't know that I believe in ghosts, Professor. Do you?
I most certainly do, apprentice. I doubt that's what we're dealing with, though.
Are you going to elaborate on that at all, Professor?
No, I think not. Now, roll up your other sleeve. We need to get you prepped.
Runic Animal Entry Number 1, Mutata Ostium. The creature colloquially referred to as a chorus in Okaran folktales has an appearance similar to that of a common field mouse if it were scaled to approximately thrice its average adult size. It is capable of walking upright and is a skilled climber. Apart from the size and locomotion differences, it is distinguishable from a field mouse by tan markings atop its head in the form of the ancient Arlan rune for breath, running through the Okaran ground rune. This seems to be the source of its two magical abilities. Firstly, the chorus will regularly mimic human speech, and is capable of utilizing this skill to communicate. It is uncertain how long choruses are able to retain vocabulary, but they display near-human-level comprehension of language, and will construct rudimentary sentences using recently spoken words and phrases. Secondly, the chorus is also capable of burrowing and moving through the earth at speeds far surpassing any seemingly mundane explanation.
Lulock Barrel, Magical Intern, is a production of Something Brewing Press, written and produced by Aiden and Katie McMahon. The voice of Lulock was Aiden McMahon. The voice of Professor Foxmoon was Katie McMahon.
and the voice of Linley was Katie McMahon. Our intro was Open Flame, and our outro was Shift of Currents, both by Blue Dot Sessions. Their work and more can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Our background music was Easy Day by Kevin McLeod from the YouTube Audio Library. Lulock Barrel Magical Intern is copyright 2016-2017, Aiden and Katie McMahon.